Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. We are here today, April 24, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 25002, Glimpses of Guam Inc. versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jerick Hernandez and Joy Esperanza. Will appellant Glimpses please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is Daniel Berman. I'm representing Glimpses of Guam Inc. on this appeal. One of my client representatives tried to monitor, but I don't know. I don't see her on the screen. We're prepared to proceed.
Is it Victoria?
It is.
Okay. I let her in. She should be joining shortly. I saw her in the waiting room and I let her in, but we can just proceed. Will purchasing agency GBB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? Thank you.
Okay, I'm Chris Lizama, and I'm representing Regine Bispo, who's currently traveling. I'm the Contracts and Procurement Administrator.
Thank you. Charles McDonald on behalf of Guam Visitors Bureau.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Morning, Council.
Morning.
We have two cases now. Have the two of you discussed the possibility of consolidating, or should we keep these separate?
Thank you. I don't know which title to refer to you as, Chief Justice or Chairman or Senator, but we want to consolidate. We want to have a consolidation of the two cases.
Okay, then I will be awaiting your stipulation to consolidate and I'll sign off on it. GVB is due to provide this office with the procurement record for the second appeal. Do we really want them to provide the entire record, or can they just supplement the one from the previous one?
Thank you, Director. I believe a supplement is sufficient and not repeat what they've already produced. But I would underscore there was no contract produced that was awarded to Steve Reuter in the first procurement record that was given to us April 5th. And that is exceptionally odd because that contract was executed March 4th, a month before they produced the record on appeal. So we have to ask them to produce the contract.
Mr. McDonald, what happened here?
Your Honor, I'm not sure, but I will verify with GVB management. I'm sure it was an oversight, or it may have been produced and it's just being mislabeled. But I'll verify that and get back to Attorney Berman and supplement the record where needed. One issue that we need to talk about is GVB hasn't responded to the second protest. So, I think we should respond to that first before moving forward. And that's one issue with consolidating the cases. We understand that consolidation is beneficial for judicial economy. So, we're generally okay with it, but we think
I'm
that
not pushing for I'm not pushing for the consolidation. I thought that the two of you had spoken, and when Mr. Berman said we would like to, I thought he was speaking for the both of you, but I guess not. Okay, so then I won't be awaiting a stipulation. Let's get the comments from GVB on the second. Appeal, I mean a protest, appeal, yeah, appeal. But Let's save some paper and just do a supplemental of the record. Can
Okay.
we both all agree to that? I won't
Yeah.
consolidate. I'll await the comments by GVB, and we, since the record is due tomorrow, I'll just be looking for a supplemental of the first one, but I want a complete record, GVB.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we should talk about this morning?
Yes, Director, if I could raise one issue. I was surprised because I had no idea before April 15th that the McDonald Law Office is representing the Office of Public Accountability. The case name is Pacific Data Systems versus OPA at Civil 059421. I
Yes,
don't know
I
how to make
forgot
a,
to mention that. Yes.
I don't know how many other cases they represent OPA on or what other OPA work they do, but I have to make a record that we're going to object and ask for disqualification of counsel. They can't serve GVB and appear before OPA and make arguments to their client. If I need to make a motion to disqualify, I will, but perhaps counsel will withdraw voluntarily.
Okay. I should disclose at this point that the McDonald firm has been counsel for the Office of Public Accountability since 2019, and was it 2020? They are our hearing officers, and they represent the office when we are sued. And so I will await your motion for recusal, and we will deal with it. Okay, so we're not consolidating for sure, and we'll just let's just on the first one, Jarek, when would motions cut off be?
That has not been said yet because we haven't decided on the scheduling yet.
We have a time, don't we have a time schedule? I mean, isn't it due within a certain number of days after the comment period?
So the after the comment period, we do have a standard filing, but it's usually after the pre-hearing, which we haven't set.
Can this be a pre-hearing, or do we need to?
Well, this was a status hearing, so we just wanted to discuss the one. It was the disclosure of the McDonald law firm, and then also about consolidation.
Okay, why then? Let's just stop it at that. Let's just make this just a status hearing for the purposes of my disclosing that the Joseph McDonald of the McDonald law firm has represented the office. I don't believe we've ever utilized the services of Mr. Charles McDonald. I will verify that, but the contract was signed with Joseph, I think just prior to him establishing the McDonald firm. But the contract is with Mr. Joseph McDonald, not Mr. Charles McDonald. But I understand that Joseph has represented GVB, and the firm has represented GVB. So, Mr. Berman can deal with that however he feels he needs to deal with it. But, Jerick, we need to have another pre-hearing to set motions date so that we know when motions on the first one are due.
Can I suggest that we address the recusal first, since that's the first thing, and then we can set a deadline for that.
But that would be the motions.
But this is a motion merely on the recusal, similar to how we did with OPAPA, the Summer Vista cases, where we wanted to first address the possible recusal first before we even move forward.
Okay.
So do you want to set a deadline as you did in that case?
Mr. Berman, when can you get me a motion on your recusal?
Thank you. I could have it prepared and submitted by 7 days from today. Probably sooner, but 7 days no later.
All right. Next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Mr. A1? McDonald, Thursday. The McDonald firm will have until the following Thursday, the following, we give them 5 days for response, right, Jerick?
Well, for just the refusal, we gave a deadline for
everything. You're not, I, nobody can hear you.
Sorry. So I'm just going with the president in the summer.
You're still breaking up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Okay, sorry. I'm just going with the precedent set in the Summer Vista case, and we just set a deadline for both parties to either, you know, provide their motion or regarding the recusal. So both parties filed on the same date.
Well, Mr. Berman said he could have it by next Thursday or earlier. Why don't we do this? Why don't we move it back, Mr. Berman, to next Tuesday, and Mr. McDonald get a response to me by Friday, and we will have a further proceeding on the following Monday to decide on a date for a hearing. Okay.
Just to clarify, Director, you mean next Tuesday as in April 22nd? I'm sorry.
Will you be able to finish it by then?
April 29th. I misspoke. I think I can. I think I can, Director. April 29th. It'll be short.
Okay. Is that clear, Mr. Charles McDonald? Mr. Berman will file by the 29th. I'll expect something from you by the 1st. And then let's meet on the 2nd to decide on a hearing date, or if there's some kind of stipulation. Have you guys been talking to each other at all?
No. So I will give you a ring, Mr. Berman.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Please, Counsel.
Director, I just wanted to make clear that on May 2nd, 9 a.m., I have a disputed court hearing. So anytime other than 9 a.m. Friday, May 2nd, I am available.
Okay. Why don't we make it, just in case it gets crazy,
maybe 1:30 or 2 o'clock?
Why don't we make it 1 o'clock?
1 p.m. Very good, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Is that okay with you, Mr. McDonald?
May 2nd, 1 p.m. Yes, that works.
Okay. Then let's find out then when we can meet for a to dis, to have a hearing on the motion, unless, of course, by that time the two of you have come up with some kind of stipulation. I would recommend that both of you look at the record that we have on the case. Summer, is it Summer Vista?
Yes, that's correct. Derek? Yes.
They have like three cases in front of us. We've recused. So you can see what they did in that case and see what you want to do. Because if the motion to recuse Mr. McDonald spills over and makes a recusal of the public auditor, you guys may need to go straight to court. And so you guys can talk about that, okay?
Okay. Very helpful. Thank you, Director.
Mr. McDonald, is there anything you wish to add, or have I?
I think you touched it all, Your Honor, and I'll confer with Attorney Berman.
Yeah, please start talking to each other, guys.
Yes.
All right. We'll see everybody at 1 o'clock next Friday.
Chief Justice, if I could ask, did you say the case was Somerville? That was a recusal.
Yes, it's Summer. It's on our website.
Sorry, it's Summer Vista. It's OPAPA 25-001, 004, and 005.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Thank See you. Everybody 1 o'clock next week.
Yep. We're off the record at 10:18 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.